This recording, Russia 10, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot-and-mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had damaged to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered the ineffective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So, some words about myself. I was born in the end of 1983 on the Black Sea coast of Russia. I was born in the former Soviet Republic of Abkhazia, and then my family moved on Sochi. So, I love sea, especially the Black Sea. In 2006, I graduated from the Russian State Social University. So, it's a branch of this university in Sochi. I was studying on the Faculty of Foreign Languages. And my first language is English, and German is the second one. Then, in September 2006, I left for Moscow and began to work in the same Russian State Social University, in Moscow. Now I'm working as a teacher of English on the chair of foreign languages for non-language specialities. But my first goal to leave for Moscow was the postgraduate studies, because there were no such in my Sochi branch. And in 2007, I entered the postgraduate studies, and now I am writing a research work on translation. I have always been interested in phonetics, so I have the pronunciation dictionary by J.C. Wells. I think there's no phonetician like him. He is the greatest. And when I was a first and second year student, I discovered some phonetic phenomena myself, and only after some period I found out that they had already been discovered and described by some very famous phoneticians.